While American politicians continue to debate whether or not climate change is actually happening, millions of people elsewhere in the world are being forced out of their homelands by the effects of droughts or floods and the resultant loss of historically arable land.
The numbers are staggering. The experts are predicting these numbers could double in the next year or two. Currently, there's 25 to 28 million climate refugees. And what really seems to be happening is there's an intersection in civilization where overpopulation, overconsumption, lack of resources, and a changing climate all seem to be colliding with each other. And the outcome of this collision is this mass global migration that's starting to take place.
That's Los Angeles documentarian Michael Nash, who's recently completed Climate Refugees, played over the weekend at the Sausalito Film Festival. In his film, Nash set out to, in his words, put a human face on climate change. He found thousands of them.
Even a lot of people who believe climate change is happening and going to affect us all believe it's going to happen in 50 or 100 years, and it's predominantly polar bears in Greenland. And what we learned was it's affecting tens of millions of human beings right now, and it's really all about water. Too much water in some places and too little water in other places.
The United Nations now reports that there are more environmentally induced migrants worldwide than refugees from war or religious persecution. Even a third of the people displaced by Hurricanes Rita and Katrina have never returned to their homes. And, Nash notes, a significant share of the illegal immigration across the U.S.-Mexico border is also being driven by climate change, with much more likely to follow.
There are a lot of folks coming into America from southern Mexico, which really has been challenged with water supply and food. You can see what several million Latinos coming across the border have created in America. And imagine if we take on 10, 15, 20 million folks from Bangladesh. It's going to be a world that we haven't seen yet. Europe and Australia have been affected by this much more so than America has. But people who don't have resources are going to go to places that have resources. And America has a wealth of resources.
What we don't have, Nash fears, is a realistic grasp of the big picture.
Somewhere around 80% of Americans don't have passports, yet we feel we know what the world needs. And I think if people did travel a little bit more and they went to places like Bangladesh and the Gobi Desert, which seems to be swallowing up cities as it expands, there are a lot of people that are waking up every morning just on the brink of trying to survive, trying to find water to drink and food. It's really an interesting time to be a human being. There's a lot of really large decisions that we need to make, and we really need to know our facts in order to make the right decisions to move forward.
Some of that decision-making, he adds, is already moving from environmental and energy policy considerations into the thornier realm of national security. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.